Unit 5.
Hi, would you mind if I asked you a few questions?
No, of course, go ahead.
Okay, so number one, what does being bilingual mean to you?
My definition of bilingual has actually changed since I studied.
Mm-hmm.
In America, we usually think of bilingual as people who can communicate in two or more languages.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a general definition. But I studied linguistics at university,
mm-hmm.
and so I learned things like, for example, bilingual means two languages,
mm-hmm.
and I also learned what it means to know a language, like to think about what is it to be fluent in mm-hmm. a language. So some people say bilingual and they mean exactly two languages,
yeah,
as opposed to trilingual for three languages,
mm-hmm.
or multilingual for many. So I think I have more than one way to think of it, but I know that being bilingual means being able to communicate yourself to your ideas to other people.
I see.
Well, in more than one language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And question two, are you or is anyone you know bilingual and why?
I am, by the general definition, bilingual. I am fluent in English, Spanish, and French.
Mm-hmm.
My father is also bilingual, or in the more official term, multilingual,
mm-hmm.
Because he speaks English and Czech and, yeah, and some Russian and German and a little bit of Italian.
Wow. Okay, number three. Do you think there are any advantages to being bilingual?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Language is used for communication.
Mm-hmm.
So every language that you know, you can communicate with anyone who speaks that language.
Yes, of course.
So every new language is a new group of people, a new community, very large community usually, that you can talk to.
I see. So you can speak to more and more people.
Exactly. So you can have business relationships,
mm-hmm.
or travel or cultural experiences from
mm-hmm.
more places every time you learn a new language.
I see. So number four, do you think there are any disadvantages to being bilingual?
I think that there can be some minor annoyances.
Mm-hmm.
When you are speaking in a new language,
mm-hmm.
Or not your native language, sometimes you can't remember exactly how to say something. But that doesn't make your life worse than it was when you were monolingual.
Sure.
Because you can still say more than you would have. But sometimes you maybe say an idiom that doesn't make sense and people think you're strange.
Okay. And number five, this is the last one. If you could be very fluent in another language, which language would you choose and why?
Right now, I would say Japanese because it's where I live and work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in many languages, though. Many are European because mm-hmm. of my family history, but in order to access other communities, I have so many languages that I want to learn.
Okay, well, thank you very much for answering the questions.